Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle-working business. Bless you. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate all of you, and I pray for you every day. Some of you I know very well. Some of you write so frequently. Some of you are UCM partners, and some I've never met. But nonetheless, it is the love of Christ and the bond of Christ that keeps us together for these few minutes every day. We share a very precious time in the Lord, or that's how it is for me, and I hope it is for you. Anyway, I have began a message yesterday I've entitled Dreamers or Doers, and I was just getting into the message, and so let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, we thank you for the word. Thank you for every listener. Thank you, Lord, that you're just going to minister to them, to all of us, Lord. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. For, Lord, wherever two or three are gathered in your name, and, Lord, even though miles may separate, yet if we are connected in the Spirit, you are present. And so, Father, we thank you for that precious anointing in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me, and I want to speak now really personally to every one of us. We need to ask the Lord, and I put myself at the head of the list, to forgive us for our murmuring and complaining. Now, if some of you out there have that's not a problem with you, then you just bear with those of us who need help in this area, and I'm not speaking to you. But beloved, it's a very natural response when things are really heavy, when things seem not to be moving, when it seemingly appears that the heavens are brass, that the Lord is not answering prayer, that things go from bad to worse, that our normal response is to murmur and complain. A classic example is found in Scripture. Of course, all the children of Israel, they had seen the powerful, mighty works of God. Yet, what did they do when water was scarce, when they were complaining they didn't have the garlics and leeks that they had in Egypt? They started to complain. And the Lord dealt rather severely with them. He sent fiery serpents among them, and they quickly asked Moses to speak to the Lord in their behalf, and God was gracious. Well, He certainly is gracious with us, but a time comes in every one of our lives that we need to grow up. There are those I know, and I deal with them, that they are in very difficult straits, and yet, Lord, the Lord would have us to understand, and I've had to learn this lesson, that whatever comes our way, and it may be the work of the enemy, it may absolutely be the hand of the adversary. And yet, you know what, beloved? God is allowing it to occur, just as He did for Job. Job had no clue as to what was going on, but there was a divine match going on in heaven. I won't take the time to go there. But the point is, whatever comes your way, God is allowing it. He has allowed no testing, no temptation come to us that is too great for us, that is more difficult for us to bear, greater than we are able to endure. And with every temptation, He makes a way of escape. So we have a choice when things don't go our way. We either react in the way we're habitually used to reacting, and of course in the world it's to murmur and complain, and only God's work, precious work of the Holy Spirit, can change that. And let me just speak now very personally. We all have areas that the enemy knows how to target, and in my own particular situation, because I want to share a victory that just occurred like today, that For me, for a number of years now, I have been alone in the ministry, not by choice, but it was God's plan. He changed the direction. I went back to Oklahoma to live for a couple of years, attend Bible college, and I was back in Tracy, and then I lived on the Duck Valley Reservation, the Shoshone Paiute people. I pastored there for a couple of years, well, a year and a half, but I lived there for 2 years. And then God has seen fit to transplant me to Idaho. However, I'm continuing on in the ministry that has been established. We celebrated the 50th year of our ministry in 2015 when my late husband, Neil Glass, began the ministry. The point is, one of the target areas the enemy would always hit, because I'm not technical, I do have to use computers, I do have to make broadcasts in MP3 format, which was quite a challenge for me a number of years ago. But one of the ways he'd work, I had so many technical problems. I mean, I cannot tell you, when I lived at Duck Valley, that is, by my understanding, one of the remotest reservations in the nation. It is 100 miles from Elko, 100 miles from Mountain City. There's nothing there. And I would have so many technical issues. Once I had to drive all the way back to Hayward to have the folder worked on. I cannot tell you the computer issues I had. And I mean, I no sooner would it crash, and that was my main computer, I had to run all the way back to Tracy because I was under contract warranty. And then 2 months later, the motherboard went. And I would always go down this road immediately when I had a problem, regardless whether it was technical, computer, whatever, because I'm a widow now, I was like, okay, and it's worst case scenario, what do I do? I had a situation recently that occurred, and I thought, oh, great, I've got a, you know, fried electrical system. And it doesn't matter the details, but the point is, I resolved, I said, Lord, I'm not going down that path. I said, Lord, you know what has gone on. And it's like the Lord spoke to my heart, it's not as bad as you think. I said, well, great. And I'm already thinking of what's going to be involved. What do I need to do? The time it's going to take, the effort's going to be involved. And I said, Lord, I'm going to bed and I am going to praise you. I'm just thanking you. I commit my cares to you. And do you know what? I woke up, I slept better than I had in several nights, and I proceeded with what I needed to do, and that was the word. Oh, it's not, you know, I don't know, it's not as bad as you think it is. And it is not, I mean, I am so, the burden left. But the point is, it's a spiritual victory. And I went through this length of time to share this personal victory, because it was a victory for me in the spirit. I did not respond the way I had been used to doing, really, for years. And it was always, whenever my trials were, it was generally some technical issue in relation to the ministry. I used to feel like I was, you know, the Israelites in Egypt, that I still had to make bricks and I didn't have hay or stubble. Anyway, praise God. And so, beloved, I shared that just so you know, I'm not in some elevated spiritual position. And I have to learn the lessons just like you, but hopefully I am learning them and able to pass on the things that I do learn. And beloved, some of you, and I know individuals, I know personally, that are in a situation and they, oh, we need prayer, I need this. But you know what? You need to submit to God. Whatever you're going through, beloved, yes, we can pray to bind the work of the enemy, but what's your attitude? We need to learn submission and surrender to God. Look at all the things that Paul went through. He was cast down, but he wasn't forsaken. He was persecuted, but not destroyed. He went through so much. This is the great Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament. He went through what he went through because he could say, from that horrible Philippian jail, that beautiful, magnificent epistle of joy, the joy of the Lord truly is our strength. That we could count it all joy, as James said, as we go through diverse temptation, knowing that the testing of our faith bringeth forth patience, that we could be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So, beloved, I want you to get out of the doldrums, the mess, the state you're in right now. And I want, in fact, Father, right now, there are those that you have listening that they've been fussing and fretting and fuming. Right now, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Lord, we ask that we will humble our hearts before you. We repent of that stubbornness. We repent of that complaining, murmuring spirit. And Lord, we surrender to you. We choose to trust you now, Lord. You see all the difficulties. You see all the problems. Father, we're asking you to move and work it out, just as you did for me, Lord. It was wonderful. Hallelujah. I was so rejoicing. And so, Father, I ask that you would do the same work in their lives, no matter how longstanding the problem. And saints, you know, Lord, you know that I went for years in that place. It was one thing after another. Father, I don't care how long they've battled these issues, this particular situation, this problem with loved ones. Father, we give the burden to you. And Lord, I'm asking right now that you will put such a peace in their heart that they will know that they know that you are theirs, they are yours, and that you're going to work things out. You're going to make a way where there seems to be no way. It's not only faith, Lord, but it's divine patience. It's the willingness to endure. It's the willingness to take up our cross and follow you, no matter what the problem is, that we are willing to take up our cross and follow you through the day. And we will trust you, Lord, with the outcome. We will trust you that we will be sweet in heart, that we will be loving in all of our actions, and that we will praise you. Lord, that's the key. That's the epitome of faith, that we will praise you in spite of all that the enemy may be doing. And Lord, that we will honor you, that you're going to bring us through. Blessed is the man who goeth through the valley. For my little ones, hear the word of the Lord. Know that I am with you, that I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. I want you to come up higher, says the Lord. I want you to lift your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your salvation. I want you to look unto your God with faith and praise and trust, knowing that I am going to lead you out of the circumstances you are in, out of that fiery furnace, out of that miry clay, and I will establish your feet upon a rock and establish your going, and I will put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto me, says the Lord. Trust me this day, and you shall see me work in glorious ways, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, praise God. I didn't even get to the message today, but I'm sharing a very significant aspect of it, that we need to take up our cross. We need to follow the Lord. And as we do that, we are going to learn some great spiritual lessons. Hallelujah. Through it all, we used to sing, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in God could do. Praise God. Well, I'll leave you with that. I won't sing it for you, but I do invite you to write, share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.